Oops. Welcome back to the podcast, boys. We have got a special guest today. Dave's here, as usual.
Yep, I'm here.
Oops. And we have also got Mr. Paddy Murphy.
Hello, lads. How are we doing? Well, you have me indeed. I'm looking forward to this, but I'm also worried.
I'm sure you all know who Paddy Murphy is, but if you don't, Paddy, tell them who you are.
Well, if you asked anyone else, I'm a deluded Irish Liverpool fan who makes TikToks about that. That's pretty much it. Yeah, that probably describes me well.
You know what? I've written a few things down here, you know. It's not just thrown together this. I've got this written down.
Lovely.
And I wanted to ask you, how did you get into TikTok originally?
I think it was the first lockdown that we had over here in Ireland, and it was obviously pretty boring. So I literally just made one, but I started making like just general comedy / Irish related content in the beginning. Got that account to like 75k, and then I obviously love Liverpool always, so just made the football one, and that's kind of gone from strength to strength. Like, TikTok's just a crazy fucking app, like, you know what I mean? It just flies. So yeah, here we are. We're still going. Didn't quite have the growth that you had. You kind of flew up even quicker, but you can tell that you could just admit, like, that shows you how quick it can go up. Like,
I'm just still in shock that you said you grew something to 75k doing comedy.
I know, yeah. I know, right? Ironically, yeah. Who would have thought?
I've got a question for you here from Ethan Gibson on Instagram. And he says, have you got any regrets what you've posted on TikTok that you wish you hadn't posted?
No. Don't get me wrong. I'd put up the odd one here and there and it'd fucking tank like fuck, so I'd be like, right, quick deletion there, you know yourself. But yeah, in terms of the ones that are already up there and I've done and kept up, no regrets.
Have you got a question for him, Dave? We'll take it in turns till one of us runs out of questions. I've got quite a few.
I'll tell you what, I've got one from, I think, the same guy, Ethan Gibson, MCFC. And he's got a question. It says, is Tom Garrett anti-Irish?
No, he's not. We had a little argument back in the day, but we've cleared it up since. He's not at all, no.
What happened with that? Because that was when I was just like watching TikTok. I weren't even posting on when that was going on. I just remember seeing it.
I think I made a video talking with someone and he like came back at me and was like, I'm not going to have an Irishman talk to me about English football. I was like, here, that's anti-Irish. Like, why? Well, it's my opinion less because I'm Irish. But you know, I was just me. I think I was drunk and I was replying to him, to be honest. So no, he's not. He's just a fucking idiot. I love Tom, but you know, Tom loves to aggravate people. Like, he knows what he's at. Like, he's a smart cunt.
Yeah. He knows how to get in your fucking head.
I think I get in his head more these days, man. He bites so easily. It's so funny.
I think you're in so many people's heads.
Yeah, man. The abuse I get, I actually love when I get abused. It's funny almost.
Yeah.
I must say, you are my favourite beanbag.
Thank you. Your mother says the same thing, actually. She likes bouncing on me.
I saw you put one on the other day about everyone stop bullying Cal the Dragon and all this lot. And what I took from that was, you're getting fuck all views on your football content. So you thought you'd mix it up a bit.
I've actually been doing all right on the football content reason. No, I actually made that genuinely. He does get an awful lot of abuse. Like, and obviously, my own fucking stuff is funny to a degree, but when they're calling him like fucking all sorts of names, like, you know, it's good that he has Simon there. I think, you had run-ins with him, Dave, like calling him a leech, but I think you know Simon there and you know he's actually a sound guy. Like, so, you know, I think Simon, people get the wrong end of Simon at the beginning, but no, Simon's a good lad and Cal's a good fella. And now there's new beef going on with him, Ed and fucking Astrid, so that's kind of mad.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
It's kind of mad. Obviously, I'm friends with Astrid. Like, I like Astrid, so it's just kind of mad. I think your man Ed's a bit out of order, but your man Ed just loves the bit of controversy, like, in the controversy clout, so he'd go at anyone, like, but...
That's a load of bollocks, that. You're friends with Astrid.
Would you smash it?
Absolutely, yeah. Next, I take the piss here. Astrid's I have a lot of respect for Astrid, you know. She's a good person.
Why is she a good person?
I've just conversed with her a lot over the last few months. She's just a nice person. Like, I know people like have a stigma over people who work in that industry, but listen, she's making the bag. Like, you can't like say no to that. I remember she put up something on Twitter about when she got her Tesla and the abuse, she was getting death threats and all. Like, that's just obscene, little kids. Like, and that's why I always say, if you want to make a social media account, you need to have ID, like, improve yourself, because then people would watch what they say.
Yeah, definitely. I don't agree with people like giving death threats and stuff like that.
Oh, it's fucking insane. Tell them to go kill themselves and all. Like, you're mad. What the over fucking over what? Like, you probably took yourself to her videos. Like, you know what I mean? However,
yeah, but leading on to that, I've got a question from Dylan McCann. Would you ever consider doing porn for the right money? And how much money would you want to do it?
Nah, never. Never, never, never.
What, even with me? You wouldn't do any porn?
Nah, I don't
think.
I have to think of the welfare of the people I'd be doing it with. You know, I might kill them.
You know what if you went on top?
Fuck off.
How big is your jord?
I think 8 inches wide, and we've just recently reached 5 centimeters tall.
So roughly the size of a beanbag.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Brennan Dara has asked. This is a bit of a personal question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want. How much cash have you made doing all your social media?
Jesus. well, we're doing all right. Like, you know, I wouldn't disclose the. I wouldn't even have the. You know what I mean? But like.
Ballpark figure. Come on.
Come on now.
No one listens to this, buddy.
No, we're doing okay, thank God. Like with all, we're kind of, it's the job now at the moment, so that, you know, that's good enough for me. Like
you're not on pot noodles or anything like that.
No, we're not. We're not quite OnlyFans levels now, but we're ticking away nicely and trying to look and continue that. Like, but honestly, as cliche as it is, I always said when I was a kid, if I could ever make a living off making content and doing stuff like this, then I'm happy. Like regardless of the amount, you know. So. Yeah. The fact that we're already doing that at 24, I'm happy enough. Like,
so as you know, I did set you a bit of homework before you came on the podcast when I asked you to come on.
Yes.
Have you done your homework?
I have.
We're going to ask every guest who comes on to create their own Big Dick 11. So, Paddy.
Yep.
Give us your Big Dick 11.
All right. In goal, Fraser Forster.
Yeah, big lad.
Big boy. Right. Yep. There's a couple of questionables in here, but I have my reasons, right?
You can give us your reasons to back them up.
I will. Right back, we've got Kufal from West Ham.
Ooh.
Czech. He's a hardy fella. He just wouldn't surprise me if he had a big jackhammer on him, you know?
Yeah.
And they are fair called enough. The hammers.
Fair enough.
Now, centre back, Virgil van Dijk.
Fucking knew you'd have him.
Yeah. It's got to be big Virg. The man has everything. He's a world-class footballer. He's sexy. He definitely has a huge penis. Absolutely.
It wouldn't be deluded, Paddy, without a Liverpool player in a Big Dick 11.
Oh, he's not the first. He won't be the last. Well, he's the first. But, right. Dan Byrne joins him in centre-back. Left back is Myolenko.
I don't even think I've seen him.
No, he's Ukrainian, right? He looks like a fucking, like he'd murder you. You know, I just feel like it's a weird one, but I feel like he's packing.
Right. Fair enough.
Right. Midfield 3. This is where you're going to get annoyed. It's all Liverpool.
Fuck off.
Right. First one, we have Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Fuck off.
Reason being, he's pulled Perry Edwards. He's got to have a fat penis. Come on now. Do you know what I'm...
Right,
yeah.
Just tell us your midfield, then I'll fucking rip it to bits.
Go right, on. So midfield 3, Ox, Milner and Fabinho.
Right, so you're going to sit there now, Paddy, right, and tell me that James Milner's got a bigger dick than Moussa Sissoko, a bigger dick than Thomas Partey.
But yes, I would. Milner strikes me as the guy that, you know, he's a cool customer. He doesn't flaunt it, but he's packing heat, like, you know.
You're telling me that he's got a bigger dick than Cheick Kouyaté?
Yes.
Abdoulaye Doucouré?
Yes. You're just stereotyping, you know? You're going with the stereotypes, but James Milner's going to break the stereotype.
No. There's no stereotypes and there's no racism. We're going from pure statistics. You yes. Google the statistics of average penis sizes from different parts of the world. And let me tell you this. England... Ain't nowhere near top.
Ireland must be top of that, surely, judging by experience.
You're fucking dragging the team down, Paddy.
No, I'm telling you, Milner is an outside the box one. I'm telling you, it's not always the ones you think. He's a grower, not a shower, you know.
Boring James Milner has not got a big cock.
Well, you'd be surprised. Have you seen how muscly he is?
Listen, I've seen every single footballer's cock. Right? I'm telling you, he's not got a bigger cock.
Well,
who the fuck have you got up front then? Don't say Mo Salah.
No. We've got Adama right wing.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, Adama. We go with Adama. Left wing, we have. You're not gonna. It's actually. I didn't even realize it's a full Wolves front three.
Fucking hell.
No.
Raul Jimenez at striker, right? And that's because he got fucking clattered on the pitch and he still came back. You know, he's hardy. He's got big balls. He's got a big cock. And put Dents at left wing because he's small, he's agile, you know, he's really short, so his height has had to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure just up. Saying it, right? That is probably the worst big dick 11 I've ever seen.
No, what do you want me to just pick? Like you you're just looking for it. Everyone's gonna come out with the same one. Like, we have to be a bit different, you know what I'm saying?
It's not about being different, it's about biggest.
And that is biggest. I guarantee you, line them up. If you added all them together, they could do a 24. They could do a round trip of England.
I tell you what, add them all together.
Where the fuck's Mikel Antonio?
Mikel Antonio, I think he has. I don't think that's even true.
He's Lukaku, Willy Bolly.
He's not packing. They're not packing.
Willy Bolly's not packing.
No.
Fuck's sake, Paddy.
I don't think so. It's the you have to look out for the ones you don't think.
How many Guinness have you had?
I don't know. Whose idea was it? Get him on here.
Not enough. Well, God.
There is something now that I do want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That appearance on First Dates.
Incredible. 10 out of 10 performance.
We've got to talk about that.
Let's go.
How did that come about? Did you apply for it?
Yeah, I just applied for a couple of years ago when I went out. I just was like, fuck it, why not? I didn't think I'd get it or whatever, but I did. And I've no regrets. I played it flawlessly. Cringy as fuck to look back on, but you know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do to get out there, you know?
So you don't regret asking her what her favourite crisp was?
I will admit the game was a bit... The game wasn't great. My game has gone up. It has gone up levels, you know what I mean?
What would you ask her now?
Yeah, give us a taste.
What would I ask her now? I'd probably be looking at more like, you know, what our favourite sort of ice cream is at this stage. Is she a cookie dough girl? Is she like a fucking Ben and... You know, is she a Ben and Jerry's? Is she a Magnum? You know what I mean? These things are important.
You know what? If I was in your position, the first question I'd ask is, do you like munging?
That's all you, Dave. I still can't... That idea of munging will never get out of my head after I first Google it. Absolutely fucking grim.
Yeah, it's grim that. That's Dave's niche, that. It's nothing to do with
Dave loves either. A bit of munging. He's a munging merchant.
To those that don't know what munging is, go and Google it.
Oh, don't.
You'll never find anything more fucking weird or disgusting sexual activity ever.
No, it's tragic. Absolutely tragic.
Just out of interest, Paddy, what is your favourite crisp?
Good question. I'd probably go with a Walker's prawn cocktail.
Fucking hell. He's come up with that big dick 11 and says he likes prawn cocktail crisps.
Prawn cocktail is unreal.
Who is this guy?
Fucking fanny breath.
Oh, well,
I've got a question here from Ben Gibb 88. What is your meal deal?
It'll be so I'll get a chicken, egg and bacon sandwich.
That must be a fucking Irish thing. No, I don't think we have that yet.
Oh, no, sorry. Chicken and bacon.
Yeah.
Chicken and bacon sandwich. I'll get a packet of salt and vinegar crisps with a Lucozade.
But you just said that you like fucking prawn cocktail crisps.
Yeah, but sometimes prawn cocktail aren't in the meal deal. If prawn cocktail was there, I'd get prawn cocktail. So prawn cocktail then. We don't have it. Like, the only place that does meal deals in Ireland, like do you in your that we have in the England, is only Tesco. Like, we don't have like an Asda or any of them other ones. No, none of the other shops do a meal deals, you know.
Them meal deals are all shit anyway. You've got to get
Tesco,
really.
Tesco's
the main one. Yeah, go chicken. Yeah, prawn, man. If you don't like prawn cocktail, you need to see a psychiatrist. They're unbelievable.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying if someone asked me my favorite crisp, it wouldn't even cross my fucking mind.
Yeah, I love a bit of prawn cock. I can't lie.
Would you like a couple of genuine football questions now?
Happy days. I'll have it. Happy to educate the masses.
Right. You know, Man United, they're in a fucking shit state at the minute, aren't they?
Yes, thank God.
And Dave's a United fan. Who do you think, from world football, they need to add to that team to make them compete?
I think they need to get rid of a lot of players before they think about adding anyone in. I think a Ten Hag in the summer is the first thing they need to do, and then go from there because he'll have the knowledge of like Dutch players and stuff. They have too many bad eggs in there. Harry Maguire, Paul Pogba, like Rashford. They don't want to play like that. They have too many big egos like Martial. Get rid of all them fucking pricks that don't want to play for the club and you know, blood in youngsters. Like, that's why Ronaldo, signing Ronaldo was a stupid idea. Stupid idea. In terms of on pitch, that was a bad signing.
Yeah, you've had your opinions on that already, haven't you?
Yeah, it was more about your signing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, in terms of, like, winning and on the pitch stuff, like, people were saying, oh, he got them through the Champions League. But, like, United should have been breezing that group anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know?
You know, this leads on straight to another question from Back to the Spacer. Which United player would you get bummed by if you had to, and why?
Jesus, if I had to, and it's always a forceful bum is never a nice evening.
Oh no, you don't get a choice in it. You have to get bummed. It's just who's bumming you?
Jeez, I'd probably go with. That is really fucking hard. Well, obviously, probably McTominay, because I feel like he wouldn't be doing much.
Fuck me, do you not reckon? I reckon he'd absolutely split you open.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to go with him now.
I'd go for it if it was me.
Actually, no, Greenwood, because I've seen a video of him before talking to his missus. He seems a bit fruity, so I'll go with him. you want daddy's dick? He said something like that.
I've seen that before. That's fucking bad, that.
Yeah. Cringy as fuck.
I've got one for you, Paddy.
Yes.
Would you sword fight Khal the Dragon, or would you get tea back in Fenway?
Jesus Christ. I'd probably go with the sword fight Khal the Dragon. I feel like it's less intrusive.
Do you reckon you'd win him?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, Khal, but I'd be taking the win there. Astrid can be the ref.
You know, be careful how you say Astrid.
Me own fucking Astrid.
I've got one that's similar to that. Let me find it again. Here it is, by Killian Buckler. Would you rather get bummed by Luke Bennett or Khal the Dragon?
Fucking hell.
And why as well? You need to give a reason, actually.
That is really grim. I'd probably go with Khal the Dragon.
Why?
Reason being, he's got more followers, so I might as well, if I'm getting bummed, I might as well clout chase a little bit.
True, you're going to get bummed either way.
Yeah, you know, you're getting bummed either way. You might as well go for the one that is more famous.
Bennett's just going to tell you to get out straight away.
Bennett's like, I think Luke Bennett's like an act almost.
No, honestly, he's not. I've met him a few times and he's so fucking genuine.
He seems like a nice guy. I don't understand why he uploads about 1,000 videos a day. Like, he needs to know that's not going to work. I don't get that at all.
All right, guys. Today I had a prediction for Villa against Man United. My prediction was 2-1 United, so I got the prediction wrong, guys. Anyway, thanks for the question, guys.
You do know Bennett's probably going to listen to this.
I hope so. I know. I've nothing against Luke, but I hope he does listen to it. I actually wanted to message him before and be like, Luke, you need to like not upload so many videos, man. You're going to ruin your reach. Although he's doing all right for views, to be fair. So maybe.
How's his reach compared to yours?
Well, if you went views per video, like average, I'd be way better.
Yeah, you get some that are in like 800, 900, don't you?
Yeah, here and there. But he just uploads too many videos. Like, I couldn't follow him for that reason. Like, he'd be fucking ruining my FYP.
I love Luke Bennett, though. He put on the, you know, that charity match that we're playing in April.
Which one? The content bottlers?
No, the one by one charity match, it's called. And he puts on a video every day saying, don't forget, guys, I'll be playing in this match. And then the next day, he puts it on. And I put it on one day and put, don't worry, Luke, we won't forget. You remind us every day. If you put this video on every day before the match, you're going to be reminding us 115 times before the match.
Yeah, I know. He's like a robot. Fair play to him. He has a schedule and he runs by it. So, listen, I respect it.
Yeah, he's class. Awesome. He is really class.
Right, I've got one here. It's an interesting one. Tickle, lick, and flick. Knob edition. Bolly and Rudiger.
Who was the first one?
Bolly. Willy Bolly. Bailly. Yeah. And Rudiger. Tickle, lick, and flick.
Ooh. Flick, Bailly. Tickle, Rudiger. Lick, Bolly.
Why?
Well, you know, Bailly is a United player, so I don't want to maintain contact there. Just that's my logic there. And then, you know, Bolly seems to be the famed one, so everyone talks about his penis. I might as well have a look. I'm not going to do this voluntarily, but if it's coming, I'll do it.
Right, this one, Charlie Atkins wants to know, do you think you've got a bigger knob than Tom Garrett?
Yes.
Why?
Because, you know, Tom has a lot of things going for him, so he needs to have one negative. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going with me on that one. I'm going to back myself.
Do you reckon he's got a pecker?
I wouldn't say pecker, but I say he's average enough. But I'm ahead.
Yeah, you're taking the dub there.
Well, we'll meet up and compare. We'll have a sword fight or something.
Yeah, speaking of meeting up, are you going to play in the match for mine this year?
Yeah, if I'm invited, I will 100%. I'll book the date in and I won't take anything else on, so there'll be nothing clashing with that this time.
You'll be invited. And I think the dates are going to be announced in the next 2 weeks, and they're looking at a Saturday in June or July.
That is suit nicely. Where are they going to be? The same stadium?
6 or 7 months notice. There's no way that you're not going to come.
No, exactly. Will it be the same stadium, John, though?
Yeah, same ground.
Oswestry. Oh, I'm definitely playing in that. I'm going to try and lose weight as well, so I'm going to start and score a hat-trick. Fact. If I don't score in that game, I'll be fuming.
Is it true that you have a ham wank every night at half eight?
Absolutely. Crumbed ham as well.
Crumbed ham? Fucking hell, I didn't know it was crumbed.
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, it starts with as crumbed and then it turns into cummed ham, so.
I used to love that when we used to do Twitch and everyone used to fucking raid into your stream at half eight and say ham wank, ham wank.
I know, your chat was relentless. Did you give it up completely?
Yeah, I'm just fucking it off. I can't be arsed. I ain't got fucking time to sit there fucking playing FIFA with a camera on me. I just can't be arsed. Be honest, I can't be bothered.
You probably made it. You're making enough money elsewhere to justify not doing it anyway.
I mean, not as much as you, Paddy.
I don't know. You're a wheeler and dealer. You have your finger in many pies.
Fucking wheeler and dealer. I'm not Harry Redknapp.
You love it. You'd fucking sell sand to an Arabic con.
Right. What'd you get? Eiffel Towered by me and Aaron or Steve Bruce and Sean Dyche? Do you know what that is?
I think I do actually, yeah.
Right, what is it? Playing it anyway. It's basically one of us in your mouth, one of us in your ass, and then high five each other.
That is so green. Yeah, I thought that. I'd have to go with Steve Bruce and Dyche.
Why?
Because it's less weird, I think, because you don't know him.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't have to talk to them again. And I think if you'd done it, you'd banter me about it, like, and I'd never hear the end of it. You fucking beanbag. Remember that time I fucking fucked your ass?
That time I thought that with you.
Yeah, I think it'd be less. That's my impression. It'd be less damage if I'd done it with the boys.
I don't know, you know, Sean Dyche is fucking ruthless.
Yeah, but he's not going to be fucking reminding me about it constantly, you know? I don't think we'd ever speak again.
Well, what about if one of the stipulations was that Dyche had to ring you every day and tell you that he'd done it?
I'd probably still go with that.
You don't want it all over TikTok that you got fucking bummed off me and Dave.
Yeah, I think there's no coming back from that, unfortunately.
No. It'd finish you off, and like you said, this is your career.
Yeah, I've got nothing left.
Have you always just done this, or have you ever done anything else?
I don't know, I worked for like years doing all different jobs and shit in college and all, but the last like year or so has been this. Well, not quite, but you know.
Go on then, Paddy. Talk us through your CV. Where have you worked and what were you studying at college? People want to know Paddy Murphy inside and out.
I studied drama in college, ironically.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
And then I've worked in like pubs. I worked in a bar in Belgium, worked in here in my hometown, worked in a bookies. A few little odd jobs, like, you know what I mean? Never had a proper, like, you know, big job because, you know, you don't really get that with drama in college. So, thankfully, we have fucking TikTok saving the day.
You don't get paid off TikTok, though, do you, over there?
No, not directly, but even if you did, it's not worth a wank, like.
You don't get a lot.
It's all just for, like, you get money off the adverts or people want to, you know, do shit like that, so.
You get his name out there, don't you? Exposure.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, but it's fucking the TikTok creator fund, even in the UK, apparently is really shit. So fuck that shit.
Yeah, to give a description of it to people listening, it's roughly at 1 pence per 1,000 views. So obviously, you do the maths.
Jesus, that is horrific.
So, I'm averaging right at the moment like fucking 10 and 8,000 views. So, decent 10 pence a day. know what I mean?
Happy days, happy days.
Yeah, but it all adds up, Dev.
It all adds up, yeah. I can get a piece.
Would you rather get bummed by Pep or Klopp? And I think I know the answer to this.
Oh, absolutely Klopp.
Yeah, you'd just do that for free, wouldn't you?
Probably, yeah, all day, every day. He deserves it, you know. He's giving me good moments. I deserve it. I'd let him fucking Klopp all over me.
How is it going to feel to go two seasons without winning anything?
Well, we're in the Champions League, so we'll be all right.
Let's be honest, Paddy. Come on. Are you seriously believing that, or is that your drama skills?
No, Liverpool are always good in Europe. I think we will win it. I don't think anyone beats us over two legs, so it depends who we play in the final.
Right. Hold him to that, Dave.
Genuinely, no football team in the world beats Liverpool over two legs with a home leg at Anfield as well.
Who did it last time? Did Atletico not do it?
Yeah, but that was different.
Why?
That was a freak accident because Adrian was in goal.
Right, who knocked you out last year?
Real Madrid, but there was no fans or anything. So,
fuck off.
What are your thoughts on the Liverpool fake cases, COVID? I got the gate.
Listen, Liverpool didn't do anything. Yeah, they just provided the evidence, and it was the scientists who declared positive or not. So, people need to stop crying about fucking Liverpool. No, Liverpool are the biggest club in the world. We're in everyone's heads rent free.
What made you decide to support Liverpool?
My godfather, it was a massive Liverpool fan, and I was close with him growing up, so I just started supporting him. And if I didn't support Liverpool, I would have supported Everton, unfortunately, because of my brother. So thank God I chose Liverpool, because we were shit when I was born. Like, I hadn't won anything, so it wasn't like I was a glory hunter. And we haven't had much glory since, but we've had a little bit, so we're happy enough.
Yeah, you've had a little taste of it.
Little taste, yeah. More than Bolton will anyway, you bitch.
I can't argue with you though. Who do you genuinely reckon is a better manager, Pep or Klopp?
Always Klopp. And I'll always say the reason is Klopp could have done the jobs Pep's done wherever he's been, but Pep could not have done the jobs Klopp's done, like the job he's done at Mainz, keeping them dormant, you know. And Pep's always had way more resources, but Klopp still competed with them, you know what I mean? So I'm always going to say Klopp for sure.
Who's a better TikToker, you or Ben AFC?
I reckon it's close.
I reckon you and Ben AFC are the best fishermen on TikTok. You get the most nibbles off people.
Yeah.
I think I started doing it. I started out really well at that, but I think now Ben's a better boy. Ben knows what he's at. Like, I used to, you know, like, he knows what he's at. People fall for it every time, and it's fucking hilarious. So I love Ben, though. I think he's fucking hilarious. Without him on TikTok is needed. Like, him, if he wasn't on it, it'd be boring as fuck.
When he jumps on and says Ronaldo and Messi are not in his top 10 players of all time, and he says, like, Eusebio and all this lot, and football was better 60 years ago, and people are fucking just biting all over it. And I bet he's just sat there with his barbecue sauce and a massive smile on his face thinking, fucking hell, I've got him here.
Oh, absolutely. He knows what he's at. He's a genius. I respect that he keeps it up as well. He doesn't, like, fall back on it. He drives it home, so massive respect.
Which TikToker could you see eating a tin of cold beans with a spoon?
this is
from Fred Clear of De Bruyne, he's called.
Cold beans?
Cold baked beans, just
cold baked beans. That people's pundit fucker, he seems like a weird fella, so probably him.
You reckon?
He's an oddball, but I think it's his character, so I feel like I literally could see him doing that in a video.
Is there any TikTokers? These are just fucking my questions. No, I've run out. Is there any TikTokers that you just look at and think, how the fuck have you got a following? Apart from me and Dev.
Oh, Jesus. That's a really good one. Oh, God, I got a cause for controversy here. Oh, fuck me. I don't even... Probably Dave.
Fuck you.
It's like, why would you follow Dave when you can have fucking Aaron, you know? It's a weird one.
Because no one talks about munging.
That's true.
I don't talk about munging.
Nah, fuck Dave. Dave's a fraud. Dave, you should delete your TikTok and just leave it to Aaron, yeah, you bum.
Shut up, you fucking furry. Anyway. I've got one here for you. Mexican Avalanche by Klopp or Salah. Do you know what that Mexican Avalanche is?
No, but I have an idea. It's something to do with the anal cavity.
Nothing to do with that. They spunk in the road and then they chuck you down the stairs.
Fucking hell.
Klopp again, probably.
Why?
I feel like he's a German, so he'd do it more efficiently.
Yeah, I feel like he'd push you a lot harder, so you'd fall a lot quicker.
Get the job done, yeah. I feel like he'd, yeah, fuck a Klopp. Yeah, why not?
If you know what, if I was to do it, I'd pick Salah, because I know for a fact he'd dive down this with me.
This Salah slander needs to stop. Take his name out of your whore mouth.
He's fucking shit.
You wish you had a Salah at United.
I'll tell you what.
Called Bill Jones.
When Tom Garrett was calling Salah shit, you fucking nibbled on that. You was massive. You got a big nibble there.
No, Tom, yeah, to be fair, I knew he was doing it for a nibble, but like, I also don't mind when it gets me views too. Like, but he's sad. Yeah, he has such a Salah. He doesn't agree. He doesn't say he does, but he genuinely does have a Salah agenda, and he needs to keep it up now. So that's why he doesn't stop. He talks shit about him constantly. Like, I'm sick of it. It's fucking disgraceful.
I think he does it because he's trying to get a reaction out of you more than anything. He wants to make a video and say like, "Oh, if you've been a fucking blah 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 about Liverpool and all this."
No, yeah, that's true. That's why he does it. But he's also done it for so long now that he keeps it up. Like, so he just likes topping up his Salah slander every now and then.
Yeah, I bet when Salah scores a fucking hat trick, he checks the fucking score and goes, "Oh, for fuck's sake!"
I know. He's just waiting for a Salah disaster class, and then he'll hop on again.
Oh yeah. Well, I think he won't have any other way.
No, I just think because he sucks off Messi so much as well, and Salah was being called the best player in the world for a while. He's like, "How can you be the best player in the world when you've got Messi?" Shut up, you brummy bellend.
We'll clip that bit.
Thank you.
Right. This is a bit random now because I'm running out of things to ask you. Right, listen, I'm going to tell you, TikTokers, and you're going to tell me, yes or no, could you beat them in a fucking bare-knuckle fist fight outside of Chippy on a Friday night?
Right.
Ben AFC.
Yes.
Luke Bennett.
Yes.
Cal the Dragon.
Absolutely, yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Fuck off.
I'd
Ed Matthews.
Oh, yes. Ed's a fucking fraud.
Yeah. You reckon you'll twat him?
Oh, absolutely. Have you seen the size of him? He's about 4 foot tall.
Dave was saying he was thinking about asking him for a scrap.
I was asked about that on my live there just a while ago.
I was about to do a TikTok earlier about this whole fucking Ash and Ed thing, and I was going to call them both out because she's got a fucking moon, Ed. And he's doing with fucking Cal, so they'll just put it as bad as both each other, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it for the sake of a bit of a clout, yeah, but not in a gen. I would back him if I had to.
Who else could he scrap with? Do you reckon you could Dylan Footy?
Dylan, that'd be tasty. I reckon Dylan would. I think he's taller. I reckon Dylan would have it. He strikes me as a fella who's been in a few fights.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I'll tell you what, he's a broken man. He's got something wrong with his ribs, something wrong with his nose. He's an easy target.
I know the nose problem anyway.
I was, when we was in Oswestry, after the, it was in Wrexham, weren't we, after the match for Mind, I was having a bit of a fucking barney with this lad in the smoking area. And I have a fucking barney everywhere I go. I'll always find someone to argue with. And then I walked away and a couple of his mates came over and started kicking off. And one of them said, like, "Should we fucking do him?" Like, talking about me. And Dylan Footy just went over to him and went, "Hey, you both need to walk away right now. I'm going to punch you both in the throat, okay?" And he just fucked off.
What the fuck is that accent? Jesus Christ.
That's my Irish. It's better than your fucking Bolton accent.
No, that's a terrible impression of Dylan. Lads, when are we going to talk about Mo Salah being absolutely fucking shite?
That's even worse than mine. And
no, Irish. No. He made them sound like a member of the fucking Taliban.
He could be with that beard, to be fair.
That's good, though. I'm surprised there was no scraps to some. You know, people, when they get drunk, they see someone who's they know or is well-known and they love, like, controversy. So I'm surprised no one got a slap.
No, it was good, like, when we went to London as well last month. Loads of people were coming over in the smoking area and that. And it was all right. They were just like, "Will you tell me, mate, that he's got a fucking small knob on fucking Snapchat and all this lot?" So
then you send him over to Thrills.
No, yeah, for only $19.99, you can have a
video. Are you still doing them?
Of course I fucking am. Are you not?
I am, yeah. Are you still getting them at that price?
Yeah.
That's mad. I did, yeah, but your brand is made for it, though, to tell them to have a small cock. Yeah. So It works out. Like, Dave, you were doing number what? Are you a quid at some stage?
That was fucking class, that one, Dave. £1.50.
How many did you have to bang out at once?
I sat downstairs in the living room and I must have smashed out about 80 of them in about 3 hours.
That is fucking grim.
You did so many.
I know it's great, like, you know, 80, whatever, is good and all, but, like, to do that many, like, fuck that. I'm happy to only be doing a couple every day, like.
Yeah.
I remember when you was on at fucking, like, 15 quid, then I looked a few days later and you was a tenner. Then I looked again and you was a fiver and I thought, fuck me, business is going well.
No, I've got bookings at every price point they've done, but I'm thinking, like, I want to get, like, you know, you want to make it as, you can't get as many as possible. So if you have it you know what I mean? If you have it at five, say, you'll get more, you know, you'll average out making more, I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
You know, if you put yours at a tenner, you'd probably double the amount you've done. Therefore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but why work twice as hard for the same amount of cash?
Oh, shit. Good point, actually. Yeah. yeah, that wouldn't make much fucking sense, would it?
You fucking thick twat. What do you reckon Liverpool's finishing this season then, realistically?
We'll finish second in the league. We'll win. No, we won't even win the League Cup or anything. We'll win the Champions League. I'm banking on that. When you're Liverpool, when you support Liverpool, though, you always will believe you can win either or at this stage now with the team we have. Like, it's possible. Because no one can say, oh, you're not winning it. Like, no one can say we don't have a realistic chance of winning it. Like, and if they do, they're just biased. But I think we genuinely can if we get a favour. But I think we can beat anyone over two legs, as I said. But it depends if we get to a final, who we get.
If Salah or Van Dijk got fucking injured, you're done, you're finished.
I think we'd actually survive it if Van Dijk, funnily enough, with Matip and Konate. But without Salah, we'd be fucked, yeah, I agree.
I reckon Konate's got a big dick, do you?
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. He likes anime, though, so that's a bit sus, so maybe not. I mean, he loses an inch or two for that.
What he watches?
Yeah, he's a big anime fan, I think.
What sort of stuff do you watch on telly?
I don't really watch telly. I watch, like, YouTube and Netflix and stuff. I'm currently rewatching The Peaky Blinders. Love that.
Yeah.
By the order of The Peaky fucking Blinders.
I've never bothered with that, you know. Is it good?
Ah, it's quality. It's really... There's only 6 episodes every season as well, and there's only 5 of them, new ones coming out soon, so you should get on it before it comes out.
Have you watched it, Dave?
Yeah, it's class.
It's actually... I've enjoyed it more the second time around. It's even better for some reason the second time around. It's really good.
I think you get the conversations more and the storyline better.
Yeah, because it's obviously based in the UK. But there's a lot of Irish people in it as well, so yeah. I think it's class. You should watch it, Aaron.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
It's easy to watch. 6 episodes a season, fucking easy money.
What have you had for your tea?
Funnily enough, I haven't actually eaten today at all because I'm sick as fuck and I don't really have an appetite. Surprisingly for me.
So you're not planning on having nothing?
Probably Chris. I could eat a 6-pack of prawn cocktail, yeah. I could do that.
6 packs?
Oh, yeah, my record, I forced myself to do it. I wasn't eating at an average pace. I forced myself to eat a 6-pack of prawn cocktails in about 3 minutes.
I'll tell you what, if you could do that on a TikTok, that'd fucking go viral.
I could easily do that. That's easy.
Right, listen, at some point in the next week, I want to see this.
Pay me.
Do what? Pay you?
Pay me.
I reckon paying you.
Fuck off.
Listen, best out of 3 on FIFA seasons.
I'd smoke you. I got 10 wins last weekend in the weekend league. I'm back.
I've not fucking played for ages. My account got hacked and I just couldn't be asked.
Did it actually?
Yeah, all my players were gone. I logged on and my players were gone.
I've spent 500 quid in it this week on FIFA points.
This week?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Well, I started back streaming after that streaming for like a month, so I said, right, we need a bit of an influx here. So 500 quid in about 3 days.
Fuck me, Paddy.
I know, it's disgraceful. But listen, we're going, it was Christmas.
How's it going on Twitch? Because I know you stopped it for a bit.
Yeah, it's going well. We're back at a decent level, but it's not, you know, once you take a month off, you lose like 100 or so off the top. Like, people fuck off, like, but you get them back slowly. Like, I think I was the time where I had like 3,000 people watching at once. If you got that every time, you'd be doing well, but no, it's hard to fucking maintain it.
I remember Andrew it only Ginge lasted, has done it only good lasted about 3 days, that didn't it? I remember when that happened, and you was like, shit, this is it. This is my big break, and it only lasted a weekend.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, savage, this would be right. It's not going to stay at this many, but at least, like, you'd imagine a good few hundred to stick on, but no. Fucking, well, I mean, they did actually a little bit, but then I fucked off, and then I ruined any chance of that, so. It was good, but the boost I got from that has been lost now, because that's what Twitch does. As soon as you don't stream, and people are like, right, he's not regular, so I'm not going to go watch him, because they don't want to watch you, get invested in watching you, and then you don't stream, like.
No, they like a fucking schedule, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, big time. You should get back to it. You were doing really well.
I can't be fucking arsed, brother.
No, yeah, yeah, I think you need a proper setup to do it on your couch in the middle of your gaff. I don't think it would suit. But if you got like an office, you could do it.
Paddy, I just said I can't be fucking arsed.
No, you better be arsed. Quit your job and do it, you bum.
Remember that time when you used to stream all the time and I just jumped on and was like fucking four times as many views as you?
Yeah, you fucking prick. I mean, they kind of realized how shit you were at streaming, so they stopped watching for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
I must admit, it, you have to have talent to stream. Like, Angry Ginge is fucking really good. Like, it's so entertaining to watch. And obviously, you're good, Paddy, but not as good, obviously.
No, and the Angry Ginge has nailed it. He's fucking, he averages a minimum of 1,000 now, which is fucking, that's obscene. Like, that is so good if you can get that. Like, you make him bank off that, too. But he's a good lad, though, so he deserves it.
Yeah, special mention to Plute as well. He's a good lad. And he just, I don't know where he gets his energy from. He must have fucking do cocaine or something.
Yeah,
big old Plutey boy. Well, Plute's a good lad, yeah. He's a hero.
We'll have to get him on. We'll have to get Plute and Ginger on and have a fucking FIFA episode, Dave.
Yeah, definitely.
Better be horny.
Right, I think that just about fucking sums it up, Pads.
Yes, yes, we love a bit of pads. Fanny pads.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
It's been excruciatingly painful, but, you know, I got to do what I got to do, you know?
Have you learned anything new?
I've just learned that Dave is born as I thought.
Fuck you, you like prawn cocktail, fucking weirdo.
Yeah, who doesn't like prawn cocktail, you fucking...
I don't mind them, but they're not my fucking favourite, you freak.
Yeah, you're strange then, it's not my fault you're strange, they're fucking elite.
He's put fucking pedants in his Big Dick 11 and he likes prawn cocktail, Chris.
And you'd rather get Mexican Avalanche by Klopp instead of Salah.
Yeah, of course I would. I'd let Klopp fucking rim me if he wanted to.
And he wouldn't tell us off recording how much he gets paid for going on the Anfield agenda.
Yeah, well, like, who does that, sir? Who talks about their finances, like?
I'll just ask him. I just thought you might tell me.
Paddy, you'll always be a beanbag fairy to me.
What's the homophobic slurs, Dave? Is not good.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with being a fairy? Are you anti-gay?
No, no, there's nothing wrong.
You're Polish, so you're definitely anti-gay, let's be honest.
No, come on.
I'll tell you what, we might wrap this up. It's getting a bit political, this.
You fucking political bastards.
Wait till you get a podcast. We'll come on there and start saying all that lot.
I'll never have you on my podcast. I'd fucking have more integrity than you talking about cocks for an hour. Well, I'm joking. I might do a podcast. Call it the Paddy Pod.
Are you homophobic?
The podcast.
The podcast, yeah. That could sound like a fucking menstrual cycle thing, though.
Yeah, it probably does.
Good crack, though. Good crack. Appreciate you having me on.
It's all right, Paddy. Right, if you're listening to this as well, let us know. Get in our Instagram DMs. Who do you want on as a guest? I know none of you asked for Paddy, but no one else were free, so we've got him.
Fucking wanker. You got to get Tom on, I'd say.
Yeah. A lot of people are asking for Ben AFC, Cal the Dragon, Luke Bennett.
To finish off, Paddy, give us an oofs.
Oofs!
Oofs!
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Cheers for listening, boys. Thanks, Paddy. Thanks, Dave.
Pleasure. Have a good one, lads. Take it easy.
Later, lads. Right.